Okay, we're up to Perikov Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hat, Oznecha, Ushma, Divrei Chachome. Chof Beis, Yud Zayin. Okay, Hat, Oznecha means incline your ears, turn your ears, Ushma, listen to the words of the Chachomim, Balukha, and your heart, Toshis, shall pay close attention, Lidati, to my knowledge. Mitzudos Yudzayin v'libucha ratzloimar loyshmi asozim b'levad. It's not enough just to listen. It's not enough just to physically hear what's being said. Ki gam libucha sim lodas atora lehavina ule v'liz. How do you read that word? Lezoicher zecher ule zoicher. That in addition to listening, you also must pay attention and take to heart the words of the Torah. Rashi, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hat Oznecha Shma Divrei Chachamim. Turn your ears and listen to the words of the Chachamim. Lilmoy Torah Michacham Kol Shehu. Rashi adds a whole new interpretation that you should don't be selective in who you are willing to learn Torah from. You can't always get the best. Sometimes you have to settle for people that are not the best. Anyone that has what to offer. Seek out Chachma from any Talmud Chachma whatsoever, but the Libcha Toshes Ladati Vimrabcha Rasha Loy Tilmad Mimasaf. But if the Rebbe is a Rasha, do not learn from his deeds. So it's telling what? Yes, I'm going to quote that. It's a very Meir learned from Acha in Chananim. So, but over here, Rashi maybe is alluding to this. There's a lot of Diyukim in Rashi. Okay, if you take Rashi at face value, Rashi is saying, it's a very similar understanding. Rashi is telling you that you don't have to have such high standards to who your Rebbe is. You don't have to only go learn by the Gedolei Hadar. You can learn by your local average rabbi. That's also sufficient. But just because I have lowered the standards, I don't demand that you go to the very, very best, does not mean you can go to someone that is and not be curious. Someone that's a Rasha, or someone that... What? No. So that's what Rashi on a very simple level is telling you don't. Rashi is saying, we can be medayik in Rashi. I'm going to read what he mentioned, the Meir, the famous Medrash about Rabbi Meir, the Gemara Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, he learned by Acher. Acher was an apikoris, one of the derech. But Acher was originally a Talmud Chacham. You understand the difference. Acher is not necessarily the best example because Acher was once the real thing. So if he wants to give a good shear, he can give a good shear. But there are many people out there that were never the real thing. From the cradle, they were apikorsim. They don't even know what the real thing is.
They know how to learn it. Most of it's something.
No, if they never knew how to learn for real, they're learning from the very beginning is corrupt. The person that was never taught by, raised in a regular traditional setting, and he was taught by reform, conservative, or whatever, and that's where he learned how to learn a piece of Gemara. You can't even trust that anything that he's going to say, there's no potential because where you're coming from. Someone who went through the real thing, and then Rachman Litzlan went off the derech, and now he comes and he wants to give a shir klali in a sugya, there's a real possibility that he'll give a very good chosh of a shir. So the question is, should we give credit, should we go and study by such people?
Now,
so
you have now situations where you have these big... Rabbeim, who turn out to be
pervert,
whatever.
Child molester.
Right, and then the choize b'shuva. They want back in. Okay, so I don't know. These are all very complicated issues. But Rashi here, let's see what Rashi is. Rashi at a very similar level is telling you that the standards are very low. You don't have to go to the best. But even though I'm lowering the standards to something that's very, very low, there is still a minimum threshold that you have to reach. Don't learn from his deeds. Now Rashi, if you want to be medayik in Rashi, we're saving the Biur Chiddush. Rashi says, no, you can even go to a Rebbe that's not a good person. Just don't learn from his deeds. Take from his knowledge, but not from his actions.
See, I would have said,
yeah,
if you can't get the very best, don't use that as an excuse for not
learning. Exactly. So take it wherever you can take available and go in. Okay, so now the problem with this Rashi, really is alluding to a Gemara Masechet Chagiga. Let me read you the Gemara. The Gemara poses a contradiction. On the one hand, we have Halacha, it says in the Pasuk, I'll read the whole Gemara. Bimeir hechi gamar Torah mipumei de'acher. Bimeir would study by Acher. Acher was once his Rebbe. And Acher was Rabbi, what was his name? Ben Avuya. Rabbi Elisha Ben Avuya. He was an outstanding Talmud Chacham. But at one point in time, he went off the derech. He became Mechal Shabbos. The Gemara there told us that it was once on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir was following Rabbi Elisha Ben Avuya. He was walking. Rabbi Elisha Ben Avuya was on a horse. Or on a donkey on Shabbos. And he was traveling. And Rabbi Meir was following behind him. And they were talking and learning. And then it came to a point where Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya said to Rabbi Meir, you know, we're at the Tchum. We're at the Tchum Shabbos. I'm calculating the steps. Even though, obviously, we're talking, he was counting the steps. And he knows it's the Tchum Shabbos. And therefore, I'm not observant. So I'll do whatever I want. And the proof is I'm here on my horse or my donkey, whatever he was riding, which is Chil Shabbos, horse. And the Bedu should stop. So he told him, why don't you do tshuva? So he says, I heard a baskol. The baskol says that everyone can do tshuva chutz, nay acher. Acher can't do tshuva. Okay, that's the story into it itself. But the Gemara there, it says, the Gemara does acknowledge that Rabbi Meir did indeed learn and study by Elisha ben Avuya, who we call acher. So the Gemara says, how could he do that? But we have a famous chazal, the Omar Rabba Bar Rav Chana, Omar Yochanan, Maidach Sims in the Pasuk, Yisiv Seich Koyin Yishmudas, from the lips of the Koyin you shall learn knowledge. V'saro yivakesh mipiu ki malach Hashem tzibakasu, because a koyin is a malach. And the Gemara goes on to darshan im doimer raharav l'malach Hashem tzibakas. If your Rebbe is doimer to a malach, then yivakshu Torah mipiu. V'imlav nifnat al yivakshu Torah mipiu. So the Gemara is very clear: the only time you're allowed to learn Torah from a Rebbe is if your Rebbe is doimer to a malach, a tzaddik, a true tzaddik. So how do we reconcile this contradiction? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir Amar Reish Lakish, Rabbi Meir Kro Ashkach V'Darashi found another pasuk that allows one to study Torah from the pad, the mouth of an apikaris. And that's the pasuk that we just read here right in front of us, pasuk Yitzayin, Hat Oznecha, turn your ear, Ushma Divrei Chachamim, but when you listen to their words of wisdom, the Libcha Toshis Lidati. The Pasuk does not say Lidatam, to their knowledge. The message that they give forth from their teaching, don't listen to. Only listen, extract the words of Chochmah, but take the words of Chochmah and channel it to Lidati, to my understanding, to Hashem's understanding, to the true understanding. In other words, you can extract from people who are apikarsim what they have to offer, but make sure you cleanse it. You cleanse it, you filter it, and you cleanse it as you apply it to your own life. And that we know from the word Lidati v'lo Lidatam.
Learning from him, you might not know the distinction.
Okay, so Enochnam, you have to be a person, on that level. And the Gemara really answers this question. Enochnam, the Gemara really, let me just go one step further. Had Azcho Lishmadi v'chacham l'libchotash Lidati Lidatam lo ne'amar. Does not say Lidatam, elo Lidati. Ladas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, but Seif calls Seif. Now here, for whatever reason, here it stops short in this edition where it quotes this Medrash. But the Gemara there stops short. The Gemara says, but this is the Gemara version. The Gemara version is Daf Chagiga, Chagiga and Daf Tezvav.
This Rabba version is even more elaborate.
So, but then the Gemara concludes. The Gemara says. But bottom line is, there's a contradiction. How do we reconcile? Very good. Rabbi Meir, he found this pasuk in Mishlei. But there's still the pasuk of the pasuk in Malachi, ki sifse koyin yishmudas, v'sara yivakshu mipiyu. So how do we reconcile this contradiction? The Gemara says, loikasha ha-begadol ha-bekatan. An adult, to answer your question, a sophisticated Talmud Chacham is able to protect himself from the apikorsis. He is able to extract the good and leave behind the psoilus. But
I say he's the exception because he's after all Rabbi Meir.
Exactly.
Not only that, but he also worked on him to try to get him to do tshuva at the same time. He wasn't just sitting there.
But a katan, meaning a person that's vulnerable, that's susceptible to influence, that is not. Then we apply the rule, you have to have faith, you have to kivakshu Torah mipiyu. So it's much more important to have an elementary school rabbi that's a tzaddik than have a rosh yeshiva that's a tzaddik. Because the elementary school talmidim, they're very susceptible to being brainwashed. Someone's a little bit older, someone's already in their 20s, so you don't like what the Rashiva has to say, you move on. So you can just take from them the good, and what? The heter to go to college, what does that mean? That's a loaded question. What? Yeah. They look down at going to college. Why? Because you don't have the courses?
In my days, it wasn't true.
Yeah.
I had friends that went to college for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
today,
it's a whole different world. I don't
know. Over 2 courses.
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. A couple of generations ago,
I don't know.
People would go to places like JPS.
Right.
And
with this principle, you go there to get the good. They have what to offer. They would tell me they have chachamim there.
They need,
even
from, but then when that generation passed,
then it became a different world. Yeah, they provide.
Yet very few were able. My father being an exception. Very few were able to extract the good and not be taken in by the other nonsense.
Of course.
Today, what passes for scholarship there are those people who went to Y University, pretty much, and then went that away.
Okay.
They don't have any homegrown scholars of their own.
Okay, but this is a very, very important principle. This pasuk and this chazal, the balance between having a rebbe that's a malach Hashem tzvokos and having a rebbe that has what to offer. There are plenty of people out there. There are plenty of goyisha things. Chochma ba'amim tamin. If someone tells you there's chochma among the nations, believe it. There's plenty. There's a lot out there that the goyim have to offer, even though they package it with apikorsis and heresy and but yet there's tremendous chachma which can be extracted, can be used to avoid the Hashem, and requires an honest and a good person to be careful where to draw the line of what you can how far you go in embracing things which you know are problematic because of the greater good of bringing forth the being chol and kodesh.
From chol.
I don't think so. I think chol. I think the general concept is chol is just pure mundane, a piece of bread. There's nothing. There's no harm in a. Yeah.
Chol could be science.
Okay, that's more of an expansion. That's an elaboration on the principle of elevating the chol. What?
I don't think that concept was meant.
Yeah, that's what l'chatchila was meant. I don't know. All right, maybe I don't know.
There's
the answer.
Good,
there's good in everything, but you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. Some things are not not everything is even. Let's say even among good, not everything is good for the right person. In Klal Yisrael, you have many hashkafas. So what's good for one person can be poisoned for someone else. That's the way it is. Everyone, there are many different types of people. So you have a person that enjoys a certain thing, and there's one Rebbe that they're really, he knows how to teach. Let's say have Jewish history. You want to learn Jewish history. And there's a master of Jewish history, but he has a hashkafa. His hashkafa is poison for this particular person. So what does he do? So on the one, he wants to... There's no one that can teach him this Jewish history which he can use to grow and steig, you know, binu shnois dar v'dar. So you have to be careful, you know. So because there's a time and a place for everything. Okay. But
interesting. In my day, in YU, when we studied Jewish history, we used a famous text called by Margolis and Marx. You guys, any of you ever get exposed to that?
So who's Margolis and Marx? Was it?
So my father studied under Margolis and Marx. one of them, he was from the other one that had all the opinion, realizing he was not. And Marx may have been the good guy. But that's the text we used at YU. At least in my class.
The Gemara touches upon this with the mention of Ben Sira, Sifrei Chitzoinim. So what is Ben Sira? Ben Sira, what, are they words of Apikorsis? L'chara not.
No.
But the Gemara, what?
No, they're just weird.
No, but the Gemara sometimes says that, look, it's
half a dozen quotations of Ben Sira.
I think more than half a dozen. I think they even have them. What? The words are not the Gemara seems they're different.
Yeah, canonized.
Right, so what does it mean it's not canonized? Why not? It wasn't really Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, so that seems there's no that's parif. You want to say that Ben Sira is parif. Some will argue and some will tell you there's no such thing as power when it comes to chokhmah, when it comes to a piece of bread. So you want to elevate, you want to sanctify the mundane. You can take chol gashmis and you can build a beautiful house. But the truth is, where is the architecture coming from? The science of building a house, where does it come from? It's also based upon a secular sources. And where are they drawing their inspiration for these things? I don't know, but whatever it is, we have over here these two concepts. A pasuk in Malachi, a pasuk here in Mishlei, it's l'dati v'l'dattam. The Gemara says very clearly, kan begodol, kan bekatan. There's a time and a place for everything. A katan, a young child, he's vulnerable, he's susceptible to influence. You got to be careful. A godol, all right, he's a thinking person. Then we have the extreme example, Elisha ben Avuya, was the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir even after Elisha ben Avuya went off the derech. Okay, let's go to another idea. Let's go to Pasuk Yud Ches. Ki noyim ki sishrim bevit necha yikonu yachdav al sefasech. It is pleasant when the words of Torah guarded in your beten, meaning it's guarded deep, deep down in your subconscious thoughts. It becomes a part of your essence. When the words of Torah are part of your blood, it's a pleasant, it's a beautiful thing. Yikonu, now seemingly the pasuk is telling us as a continuation, the word no'im is being applied to the second half of the pasuk. It's pleasant and it's beautiful. When yikonu, the words of Torah are established, yachdav. Yachdav means entirely. Yachdav means together, but in this context it means entirely. Al sifasech upon your lips. In other words, when a person can quote chapter and verse, you ask a person the question, and he knows the answer. He's fluent. He's fluent in the words of Torah. This is something that is a beautiful thing to see a person who lives and breathes the words of Torah. Let's take a look at Yitches in the Mitzvot Stav. Ki noyim noyim tiyeh kasher tishmeim b'libcha hanosun b'beten. It is pleasant when the words of Torah guard in your heart, which is put in the beten. He's explaining over here that when it says the beten, beten is just really a code for the lathe, because the heart is in the beten. The beten doesn't mean the baichel. The beten over here means the inside of a person, just an expression. Techasher kol divrei haTorah yachdav yu nechayim al sefasecha. And then he goes on to say a second point, when all the words of the yachdav means together, there's integration. Divrei Torah aniim b'mokim echad v'ashirim b'mokim acher. When the words of Torah are yachdav, you can learn, you can compare one section to another section. Yachdav al sefasecha mebli shegia ubilbul. When they're all established clearly, they're fluent upon your mouth without any mistakes and confusion. L'zeh sim libcha lochem. Therefore, you can apply yourself. You can apply yourself to the words of Torah. Ki hashmeh mebli havon asalei. A person that listens with an understanding, lo yuchal loitzi davim mebli shkia v'yaf maher yishkechem. If a person absorbs knowledge but does not understand what he is learning, very quickly does he forget what he learns, and it's not possible for him to explain, to say something of chachma. In order to to repeat and to give, in order that it should be on the peh, in a person's mouth, you have to understand what you're learning. So here the pasuk is advocating that it's not enough just to memorize text, you have to actually understand what you're learning. Only when you understand what you're learning, well, then will you be able to memorize it, will you be able to spit it out, to come out of your mouth, mila b'mila. Rashi pasuk Yud Ches says, ki noyim, Yilcha la'achar zman, im tishmer will be pleasant after zman. Rashi is getting a new interpretation that the pleasantness does not come right away. In the beginning, it's very painful. The pleasantness of Torah only comes la'achar zman. Yilcha la'achar zman, im tishmerim, if you will guard them, the titzpinim bevitnecha, and hide it. Tzofain, tzofain means to hide away.
Yeah, also, my Moshe Rabbeinu, but
Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayitzpeneu Shloisha Yirachim, and we have Tzofan in the Haggadah. When you hide away, Shalot Tishkachim, you will not forget it. So here Rashi is now coming on saying a new interpretation, and this is based upon a Gemara Mesechta Ervin. And what is he saying? He's saying is you have to be moitzi b'peh. Yemosayu shmum b'blibucha b'zman sheyichonu al sefasech kasher totzi'em b'ficha. So he's telling us a principle which the Gemara says in multiple places, that it's a technique. In order to memorize something, when you learn, you have to speak it out. You have to, the words have to come out of your mouth. This is where Klal Yisrael, the Beis Medrash, is fundamentally different than the secular world. When you go to the library, anyone go to the library anymore? I don't know if people go to libraries. When I was a child, they used to take us to the library. Oh, if you don't go to
the library.
Yeah.
It's quiet.
You've
got to be very quiet.
Okay, but not like
most of the people are sitting at computers in the library. But
there's a different type of library today. It's a whole different surah of a library. But in the olden days, it was... I don't know, listen, I haven't gone, so I can't tell you. But when I was a kid, go to the library, quiet. Don't make a sound. Today, the Beis Medrash, you walk to the Beis Medrash, the Kol Torah. In the nice Beis Medrash, you hear a beautiful kol. That's a very interesting idea. Well, why is that such a difference? Why is that in the library quiet and the Beis Medrash? Well, Chazal tell us, it's based upon this pasuk, there's really another pasuk of Chaim Heim Lemotzaehem. Torah is life to those who find it. Al Tikri Lemotzaehem, Ela Lemotzi. Those people that speak out the words of Torah with their mouth. Chazal advocate the technique of speaking out the words of Torah, discussion, give and take. Even if you're learning alone, the words of Torah should come out of your mouth. That somehow causes it to be remembered, to be pressed deep into your mind. And the pasuk here says exactly the same thing. Pasuk Yitches again, kinom will be pleasant. Li'achar zman, kisishrim bivit necha, that the words of Torah will be guarded deep down within your inner conscience. How? The second half of the pasuk addresses the technique, the means, and how you will achieve this goal. The way to do it is yikonu, it will be established, yachtav, entirely, al sefasecha, only if you will bring forth the words of Torah to your lips. When you study it, that's the way you're going to achieve the goal of noyim ki sishmerim bevit necha. That's what Rashi really alludes to, and Rashi is really taking from a Gemara Masechta Ervin. I will read you the words. Omer Rabbi Ami, my d'tziv ki noyim ki sishmerim bevit necha, yikonu yachtav al sefasecha, emosai divrei Torah ni'imim, bizman shetishmerim bevit necha, and the Amosai Tishmerim Bevitnecha. It's mamish what Rashi said. Rashi didn't attribute to the Gemara. Bezman sheyikoinu yachtav al sefasecha, and when you be moitzei b'peh, it's established upon your lips. You articulate, you verbalize, you express yourself in words, the words of Torah. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Tes. Liyois, the goal. Okay, there is one more piece of Gemara. The noyaf isha chasar leif. A person who has an affair with a woman is chasar leif. Okay, this was, we learned this pasuk back before in Perek Vav. Amar Reish Lakish, Halayim Yotel Leprakim. This refers to a person who learns Torah Leprakim. Shnemer Kinoim Kishim Avedel Yikonu Yachtov Al Sifasecha. Okay, the Gemara of this Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara there is just coming to address the word Yachtov. Yachtov is telling you that you have to learn everything together. It's not enough to learn a little bit here, a little bit there. Another idea. Not just the focus in this Gemara is not the word sifosecha. The focus is the word yachtov. Person has to learn complete sections, not to learn a perek here, a perek there. Today I'll learn a perek in Masechta Bavakama, and tomorrow I'll learn a perek in Masechta Shabbos, and the next day I'll learn a Mishnah in Masechta Kelim, and I'll hop around a daf Gemara here. According to the Gemara Masechta, we said that that's like a noyef, a man that has that
the term, but one night stand kind of.
Okay, that's a very bad term. Exactly.
Rather than
right, okay.
Perakim,
this goes back to Perak Vav. There, Perakim, steady. You have to have a
way of learning.
What?
It's a way of learning. Cover a lot of ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a very big problem, not to what goes on in the yeshiva world, to learn five daf a whole year. This is a very big tragedy. It's nice to learn five daf a whole year when you also learn, when you know you have bekiyas, when you know the whole masecht inside out. So then you can delve deeply into five daf. But when you never go get past daf off, and you never, there's no bekiyas, it's a joke. I once had a very, very, very. I never liked Bein personally. I'm not here to tell you my personal life. I never really had a chiba for learning Bein. So I used to always cheat in yeshiva. I used to learn bekiyas. Yeah, and I'll go to the shir and do and follow all the rules. But privately, I had a geschmack in learning bekiyas. So I used to learn. So I learned daf, and then I sat down with one of the Rosh Yeshivas. And he wanted to learn with me, he wanted to test me, he wanted to see where I'm holding and learning. So he was on Daf Gimel, Daf Dalit, and he reads the Tosfos, and he starts making a Chakira, and a Falpel. And then I said to him, this Chakira, it's Meferish Gemara. It's a Mamish, this Chakira you just made, it's Mamish, the Gemara. I turn the Gemara, like 20 blot ahead, and I read the words of the Gemara, and whatever he said, and he was stunned. He was this is a person, you know, a Rosh Shiva.
He never got that far.
He was stunned that like basically I was basically telling him like this whole mahalach is just nonsense. All the lumdis is in the Gemara. You learn a daf more, learn another daf. If you learn 50 daf Gemara, then the Nele, you'll have all the lumdis. All the lumdis comes. What?
Tosfos.
So, and I saw like it really shook him up. This, and like he very quickly let me go. he was afraid. And I was nothing special. I just, whatever, like it was just an accident that I happened to know that piece of Gemara because I spent some time learning Gemara. But this is what the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin extracts from the word Yachtov, that the only way Torah will be Tishmenein Bevitnecha, be guarded, Bevitnecha, guarded inside of you, into your heart, is when it's Yikonu Yachtov. Yachtov means you have to have big hasagas. You have to learn everything. You can't just settle to learn a small amount here, a small amount there. Divrei Torah Anim B'mokim Echad V'yashivim B'mokim Acher. You have to cover, you have to see the big picture, the big scope, the big picture. That is what is extremely important.
Also in the Gemara, I think there was a question of the two choosing the Rosh Yeshiva. One was Okeh Harim.
Right, Rabbi Nevi Yosef is a Sinai Adif or a Kaharim Adif. But you see, we abuse that Chazal because when the Gemara there talks about an Okeh Harim, it means he's a Baki B'cholat HaRakula. In addition, he has a specialty. There are some people who also have specialties in being in Bekiyas. And there are people who they have Bekiyas. They have Bekiyas. You know, every doctor, before you can become, you have a specialty, you have to go to medical school for 4 years. You have to learn everything. You have to go rotations. You have to have Yedias. You get to see everything before you specialize in one field. So when the Gemara talks about it, you have a general doctor. He's a general doctor, general And so you go to him and he tells you, he gives you a hadracha, this is something very simple, he'll tell you what to do, he'll write a prescription of something that's more complicated, he'll guide you where you need to go, to a specialist. When the Gemara talks about an oikir harin, it means he first went to medical school. He knows everything, he has the basic ideas. Unfortunately, we abuse those terms, and oikir means he never got past daf dalet in all of the major mesachtes. That's not what an Eikar Harim is. Eikar Harim means you know Kol HaTorah Kula, but you specialize in one.
Even then, when you have both of them doing both.
And the Gemara there still says Sinai. Well, the Gemara there says Sinai also because I called Tzorech Lemari Chati. The Gemara there is Sinai because he just needs more of a people's person. He's more practical. A person that's a Sinai is the person that you're going to hire as a Rav. You're not going to hire as a Rav for a community a person that's an Eikar Harim because you need someone that is broad. The community has many needs. The needs of the people are great, and you need a person that can accommodate everyone. An Eikar Harim only has a specialty, so the Gemara just means it in that sense. I call it Tzrichim L'mori Chatya, but doesn't necessarily mean that an Eikar Harim is on a lower Madrega. So that's a complicated Gemara. That's the Gemara Masechta Hari. So at the end of Masechta Hari is what the Gemara talks about. At the very end of the Gemara, that Masechta. Those last few daf of Hari is a very beautiful daf. Those have all the essence of learning Gemara, and I think one of the reasons why is because now we're brainwashed. Same thing that the end of the Shas is Masechta Nida. It's all based on the pasuk of Emunas Itecha Chaisin Yeshuos Chochmas Vodas. So those words Chazal Darshan and the Seder of Shas. But there's another drasha Taras Hashem Tmima Meshivas Nafesh. Edus Hashem Nemona Machimas Pesi, the Gemara, the Gemedrash Darshan, those words, and according to that drasha, there's a different Seder to Shas. And in that order of Shas, the last Seder is Seder Nizokin, which means that the end of Shas is Masechta Horios. And the Agadata of Masechta Horios certainly fits with that theme. When you get down to the end of Shas, the last like 5-10 daf of Horios, it lays out all the yesodos of what, like it's a perfect thing to be Masayim Shas with.
Here it's a wrap up because it also deals with where the Oron is, where everything is at the end, so like this is the end, so you know. But
right, it really fits perfectly because we think Nida is not necessarily the end of Shas. The way the Talmud Bavli has been printed due to the printers, is we have the big party at the end of Masechta Nida. That's not Muchach. The other Pemhalchim at the end of Shas is Nezakin and Masechta Horios, and that's exactly where it talks about the difference of the two different types of Talmidei Chachamim, the Sinai and the Yoikarim. But here we have a pasuk that's very important, the Kikonu Yachtav, you have to learn everything together, you have to be broad, you can't be limited, you have to expand your scope.
Touching the power of these two over there is to get the way it was said, the one thing that I read, to get the title of Rav. So you had to know the first four Siddharim and Shas to get the title
of
to be called a Gong. You had to know
six. Yeah, no, six in the Sechtas, right. So different titles. Okay, let's go now to Pasuk Yud Tes. Pasuk Yud Tes tells us, Liyos Bahashem Miftachecho Hodaticho Hayom Af Ot. It's a hard Pasuk. Pasuk is telling us that the purpose of establishing Torah, the purpose of the simple interpretation, the purpose of going back on the previous two psukim, you shall listen to the words of the Chachamim, and you shall apply yourself, your heart shall be applied to understanding my knowledge. Pasuk Yitches says, and if you'll do this, you'll listen and you will apply yourself and you'll guard it and you'll review it and you'll be mitzi bepeh. What's the goal? What's the advantage? The advantage is you will now have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Torah brings a person lidei yira shamayim. Liyo so that b'Hashem mifta checha. In Hashem will be your trust. Studying Torah is a holy thing. So this is very interesting. Is learning Torah in purely an intellectual pursuit, or is learning Torah something holy? See, the Maskilim were incredible Talmidei Chachamim. They knew Shas inside out. But there was a very big difference. They didn't learn it as a religious text. They learned it as an intellectual text. There are colleges, I think in Harvard, they said, read about this, Harvard and Yale, they have courses in Talmud. And they have professors.
It was originally because people were not allowed into the universities Yeah. The maskilim that needed intellectual pursuit, they went to yeshivas.
They needed, what do you mean?
Intellectual pursuit. They needed to stimulate that, and they didn't let them.
They couldn't, they didn't let them go to college.
Because you're Jewish. They don't Jew. So this was an intellectual pursuit. Today, I once had a professor in college, and he was studying, and he thought this, the great people who know the Talmud, he was thinking about that from a secular perspective. This great wisdom, he heard about it, he read about it, he maybe took a course in the Talmud, he was impressed, but this was all from the point of view that learning Torah is nothing more than an intellectual pursuit. What? It's a text, today we don't live in a world like that, because today no one's interested in intellectual pursuits. If you listen to intellectual pursuit, there are other things which are valued in society. Think tanks, but not Talmud.
In Talmud.
Okay, but it's not something which is going to make people go, wow. You get a PhD in engineering, in medicine. That's where all the action is. People who are want stimulation in the intellectual world, they're not focusing on the Talmud, because there's so much today out there in other fields where there's a lot of money, especially where all the money is. That's where all the... What? It's not respected today, no question about it. But years ago, go back 100 years ago, when the field of medicine was not so endearing, was not so popular in all these other fields, so there was philosophy and there were other things. Talmud was something that was considered in it for purely and intellectual reasons. And this was where the maskilim excelled. The difference is, the pasuk here is telling us, and today that's not, you go with the average guy in Lakewood, the average guy, when you learn the Daf Gemara, it's like you're davening. It's a holy text. It's a religious text, which is correct. And that's what the pasuk here says. The pasuk here says, listening to the words of Chachamim, this is not just intellectual pursuit. The goal is, pasuk here says, it could not be clearer, liyos b'Hashem mivtachecha. The goal is, when you learn about shor shenogach esapara, what is an ox goring a cow that's pregnant? And Chatzin Nezek, Nezek Sholem, the Sugis of Shoyim, how is that going to make you a holy person? How is that going to make you a God-fearing person? There's no explanation. It's magic. It's that built into the Talmud is Machshavos of Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk says that here, Liyos Bashem Miftachecha, Ho Daticha, I've made it known to you, Hayom Afalta, even you. Now what does that mean exactly, even you? It's very hard to translate these words. Let's see what Mitzvot's Pasuk, how he explains it. Pasuk Gites, Ho Daticha, the Mitzvot does not even explain the first words because that's simplistic. He does explain. With these words, Hodaticha ato lihios, I've made it known to you. I have made it known to you with the words in Pasuk Yitzayin and Pasuk Yitches and this Pasuk as well, Lihios Miftachecha Bahashem. That this will be, I want to make it clear to you that by studying Torah, you will have faith in Hashem. Upone mikol asokecha, distance yourself, turn away from all of your activities. Lahamik Pnei, turn away, mikol asokecha, from all of your dealings, lehamik, to deepen your knowledge, b'divrei chachamim b'cholev, afata, what does it mean afata? Rotzalaymar, im sh'ata rak lo yimed la'atzmecha, even though you are feel that you're a simple person, what's this? I'm going to learn a daf gemara, what do I need to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning to go to a daf yomi shir? Who am I? I'm never going to be a rabbi, I'm never going to be a gadol hador, I'm never going to be a malamed, so what's the purpose? Ve'ein cho gadol kamalamed lachem, you're not on a level to teach other people, mikol makom, af ata you, b'tach b'Hashem, have faith in Hashem, ki yesh tikva gam l'cha, there's hope for you. So the Mitzudas puts a spin on it, which is a little bit different than I was trying to say before. I told you before, is other Mepharshim say the idea I tried to bring out. But at least let's focus on the Mitzudas. He's trying to tell you over here is Afata. You have to read the words Pasuk, you have to read the words back, part of the Pasuk backwards. Hodaticha Hayom Afata. I have made it known to you, even you. Who is you? You here, according to the Mitzudas, has a connotation of a simple person, a person who is average, or maybe even below average. Even you, the average fellow. I am making it known to you. Now it should be clear to you that if you will have faith in Hashem, you will be able to grow in the words of Torah. Now you will go backwards. Liyos b'Hashem miftachecha. Have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you, the simple person, will grow into a very great Talmud Chacham. And of course, the context is the previous two psukim, that apply yourself to the words of the Chachamim to grow in their words. Again, the other interpretation I told you, let's see how Rashi says it. Pasuk Yitzchak says, Liyos b'Hashem miftachecha, ho da'ticha, ani modiacha, I am making it known to you, shetivtach b'Hashem, same thing as the Mitzudos, that you shall have faith in Hashem, v'ta'asek b'Torah, and you shall learn Torah, v'loi toimar, and don't say, eich evotel mimolachti ve'eich af espar, in the same, how will I support myself? Now this is not what it says in the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos just says that I'm a weak-minded person. An entirely different interpretation. According to Rashi, we're dealing here with a very wise person. A person that has multiple PhDs. A genius. But he needs to make parnasa. Amcha Yisrael tzichim parnasa. He's supporting a kollel. He has 12 children. All married. All of them are in kollel, living in Eretz Yisrael. How am I going to support my children if I don't go to work? I don't have time to learn one word. So Rashi says, listen, you got a good mind, you have koyach, have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, drop your business. Shlach lachem aliyah. And Hashem will support you. Okay, this requires great faith. This is not for the faint of heart, but that's the very, not for the average person. Not for the average person. Yeah. Don't take
the kailah of the Magistrat.
You have to know that you're going to be matzliach on some level.
Whatever this means, but Rashi is saying, appears to be saying something very different than the Mitzudos. They both have the same theme, and they're both telling you, you who have all of the excuses in the world, have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm making known to you have faith. What's to have faith? According to the Mitzudos, I have plenty of time on my hands, and I have plenty of money, but I don't have the brains. I don't have the brains. I'm just a shvacha person. I'm a below average person. I'm a very poor, low IQ. Have faith. Learn Torah. You'll become wise. Rashi, not talking. We're talking about a person that is a genius. I got to make parnasa. What do you expect? Who's going to pay the bills? Forget about parnasa. Sit and learn. Okay, obviously, both of these have to be taken with a grain of salt. But then we have here the other interpretation that I mentioned, I saw this somewhere else, is the pasuk here is teaching you that learning Torah is to be done with spirituality. When you learn a Daf Gemara, it's a holy book. I always notice this difference. It's always very disturbing to me. Chassidim, when they always learn with their hat and jacket. In the Litvish Olam, yeshivas, you don't have a hat and jacket. Crazy. Who learns? You learn, you take off your hat. Your hat for sure. I never saw anyone learn with a hat. And a jacket also. You take off your hat and jacket and you learn. What?
Most
Rebbeim wear jackets because the Rebbeim are not really learning. They're there just to set the tone. They're there to set the tone, right? They have to wear a tie, right? If you wear a tie, there's a protocol how you have to look and have to dress and sit. But in the Litvisha yeshivas, you don't wear when you learn. At least I'm aware of. Maybe in the old pictures, they have the picture in the mirror. There it was different, but they don't wear. You get all, but the Hasidim, they wear when they learn, it's their custom. They wear a hat, they wear a jacket, the same clothing you wear for davening, you wear for learning. Even some wear a gartel. What?
They don't
have a hat. Sure they do. Breslov is different.
Breslov is. They have a culture special for hats.
Breslov is not. Oh, kill me for this. It's not mainstream.
It's a. You know what it is? They lag behind the generations in learning. But they catch up.
They catch up. It's a religious pursuit. It's not an intellectual pursuit. Liyos b'Hashem niftacha. I'm making this known to you today. Okay, I saw in the Alshach, the Arshul quote in Alshach, he has a twist in this pasuk, and he says that the pasuk is addressing af ata, the embryo in the fetus. And the Hashem is speaking to this embryo and saying, today, hayoim, while you're here in your mother's womb, I'm going to make it known to you everything. Hayoim, af hodaticha. I will make the entire Torah known to you. Hayom today, af ata, even you little creature that don't even exist. Af has a connotation, af ata, even you that's subhuman. Ata means, oh, you're a person. I'm also a person. You ever hear these people, they look, Gamani. I remember one of the little kids, they were playing together, and they were toddlers, and they all got candy, and then it came along with full pipsqueak, can barely walk, and he saw all the other toddlers were getting candy. Gamani! I'm also a person. I also want a little bit. So af ata, according to the Ashlach, means even the subhuman creatures. Who are the subhuman creatures? The embryos in the mother's womb. They also, the Pasuk says, Hodaticha, I am going to make the Torah known to you. And then the Al-Shech says what happens. We all know the famous Chazal, when the child comes out of the mother's womb, the Malach puts the finger on his lips, and he forgets all the Torah, and that is, what?
I thought it was a 40-day program.
A 40-day program? I don't know. Well, they just had the Shasathon. Did you see the Shasathon? So the Shasathon, they learned the entire Shas in one day? You saw that? It's very impressive, that video. I saw the video. What? It's very, a lot of things, when you first hear about them, you laugh at them. This is us, and Shagas and the Irishkeit. And then when you see it, you're very impressed. When I heard about this 2 years ago, I laughed it off. And I just thought it started to grow on me. But this year, I saw a live video. I saw a live video in a big hotel room. The place was packed wall to wall, chavrusas, people sitting and learning. And I said, wow. Each person was mekabel peir a whole year, whatever, to learn 10 blot. And they all, 10 blot. It's very impressive. It made an impression on me. They learned the whole Shas, everyone there together in one day. Very impressive. So here the pasuk says, Lios Bashem Miftachecha. Now, according to the Al-Shayashal, says that if a person, the embryo, would not be given the Torah when he's in his mother's womb, there would be no hope. The person would have no tikva. Miftachecha, the Mitzvah alluded to this, is there's hope for you. If a person would not learn Torah, would not be learned the Torah when he's in his mother's womb, there would be no chance for him to learn Torah when he comes out of the mother's womb. The holiness of Torah is so great, a human being would not be able to succeed in accomplishing. It's only because Hashem did us the chesed, that he taught us Torah, and then had us forget it, so at least it made an impression. Now, liyos b'Hashem miftachecha, there's hope. There's hope that you will have faith. There is hope that you will come to a close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? The only reason why there's hope is because once upon a time you learned the Torah, only because Hodaticha Hayom Af Ata, I've made the Torah known to you when you were in your mother's womb. And that impression will be with you for life and be for you as a hope that you can accomplish and you can regain it later as you mature. That's a problem. A ger, so you have to say, I don't know, they talk about that. What about, they talk about a goy? There are many stories, I don't know if it's true, and they say that goyim don't really chap. You take a brilliant professor and you teach him a daf gemara. They say, I don't know if it's true, they say, no matter how much you explain, they don't really... What? So they say, because they're neshamas by Har Sinai, how do you explain this?
The paraphrase of this pasuk, the first pasuk of the Hatikva.
Yeah, what is it?
Call a balev of panima, as long as you integrate it into your heart,
the previous pasuk, you mean? But you pasuk
Yitzchak. It means that in case eventually they decide to be misguided,
they
already have it, then it will be.
That's what they said. They were there by all the neshamas of Gerim were oppressed by Har Sinai. What does that mean exactly? All right. Okay, pasuk Chav. Pasuk Chav is a very famous pasuk. Haloi kasavti l'cha shalishim. I've already taught you, I've already written l'cha to you shalishim. We'll translate now important matters, noble ideas. Shalishim, what does it say by Paro? Paro v'shalishim v'shalishim al kulo. Captains were appointed upon all of his men. Shalishim is a captain, an officer, nobility. So here we're borrowing that term to teach you that Hashem says about the Torah, I've written for you in the Torah noble words, words of malchus, b'mo'etzos, counsel, words that give you guidance, vodas, and knowledge. Let's look at the mitzudos. Pasuk chaf, halei kasafti, ratzolaymar. Continuation of the previous pasuk. Pasuk in the Koine Tanu has told us that a person should have faith, even though he's not, even though he has average intellect, or maybe below average intellect. Do not worry. I'm making it known to even you, you the average person, that have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and study Torah. You'll say, "Ich eftach b'Hashem." How can I have faith in Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Lifnois to turn away levavi mikol iski from all of my dealings. List ahamik b'divrei melamdi to study the words of my teachers. Shema shegim heim gam heim b'divrei hatar. Maybe my teachers are making mistakes. Maybe they're fooling me. Maybe my teachers are mistaken. The ain makom luftoch b'Hashem ulekabel sachar, and there's no reason why I should faith the Kol to receive reward. Ulezeh Omar, to respond to this argument, the pasuk says lekosafti lucha b'sefer haTorah devarim chashuvim. I've written the words that what your teachers are telling you are not their own words. They are telling you what it says in the Torah, and the Torah is choshuv v'nichbodim, and it is honored. Amurim b'moetzos v'das, with counsel and knowledge. The words of the Torah speak for themselves. Torah sells itself. They tell this in all of these cure programs, a plethora of cure programs out there, and they all tell you the same thing. You don't have to be a Rebbe, you don't have to be a college professor, you don't have to be a genius to teach and influence other people. The average person, if you can teach and can inspire other non-yet religious Jews. Why? Because the Torah sells itself. Torah sells that you may be the worst teacher in the world. Just the person coming to your house observing the simple things that you do, taking him to shul, or just learning with him a simple pasuk in Chumash and Rashi, that itself will turn him on. Even though you have none of the skills, because the Torah, the schoira, sells itself. And that's exactly what this pasuk says.
The best schoira.
Sure is. Depends for who, right? Depends which side of the table you stand on. But the pasuk here is telling, according to the Mitzvahs, exactly this idea that all the cure organizations tell us. Project Inspire says this explicitly. They just had this Peshab, it's a convention. I'm very curious to see to hear about the write-up, the second convention, Project Inspire. And a couple of weeks ago, there was Project Partners, what?
Aish
also this past week?
Yeah.
I don't know, but this past week was Project Inspire. Last year, they made an inspiring convention. And that inspired Partners in Torah. Partners in Torah, they're affiliated with Partners in Torah to some degree. And they had their own this year. Partners in Torah, about a couple of months ago, had their own convention. It's a big thing today. Every organization, the new trend is, in order, if you want to be on the map, you have to have your own Shabbos convention. And the message of Partners in Torah and the message of Project Inspire is this exact pasuk with the parish of the Mitzvahs. You don't have to be worried about your teachers. They may be a little bit misguided. They may have their own agenda. They may be doing it for their own covet, for their own whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the agenda and the whatever the teachers are doing wrong. The schoira sells itself. Haloi kosafti l'cho sholishim. I've written for you dvorim chashuvim v'nechbodim b'moetzos v'odas. That's all you have to be in contact with.
So
okay,
this is the second pasuk, which actually says that the big gainim who are teaching you may be wrong. You said it before.
That's right. That's right. In Echnami, that's pasuk in Yizan, right?
Ladati.
That's right. That's another example that the schoira sells itself. You have a yeshiva, you learn Torah. The Torah will come out. The MS Mimela will come out. Even if the hadracha, the hashkafa is a little bit corrupt, don't worry. If you learn Torah lishma, the MS Mimela will come out. Torah speaks for itself. Very good.
They say it's also the reason.
Yesterday, from the day before, 3 days ago.
So, but he says over here that it means that, I mean, in Beira Milos, that Mishlei is 30.
Oh, okay, we're gonna cut. Right, well, there are many. So there are this Beira.
Ten, fifteen, five.
The three books for grand total, but there are totally 32 parakim. 32 parakim, but wait, what is it? 31, 32.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, but not all of it. Not all of Mishlei is from Shlomo HaMelech, and that's also we forgot to mention some of these words. Some of these specific faculty that we're actually reading come to some opinions were not from Shlomo. The Shlomo is now drawing our attention to the words that he is incorporating into Mishlei. Okay, we'll come to that another time. Okay, but the word Sholishim has this is one interpretation. Rashi does not like this interpretation. Rashi is quoted from the Medrash. He says the word Sholishim means triple. Triple, referring to Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Now, I'll just right away run to this very elaborate Medrash, I'm sure you know, Michal and Tanchuma, in Parashas Yisro, where the Gemara tells us the number 3 is a very cherished number in the eyes of Chazal. For example, First of all, I'm not sure if this is what he means, but in all the letters of the Aleph Beis, how many letters do you need to spell the word Aleph? Three. Beis. Beis Yitzhak. All, except for one, only one. Only one. Vav can be spelled with an Aleph. There are different ways to spell Vav. But there's only one that must have three. Gimel.
Every paul, every verb has three.
No, letter. Let's talk about a letter. No, not necessarily. It's a machlekes. The verb, there's machlekes Rashi and Menachem ben Sorok. Rashi holds 3, Menachem holds 2, and there's a shaila if Rashi really disagrees with Menachem ben Sorok, and then there's a very big chiddush. I saw this in Rabbi Klein's book, which we're going to do one. I always tell you that. There are certain words that are 4. There are a few words in Tanakh that are mysterious words that have 4 words, which is their sherish. And some, I don't remember, and some want to suggest four letters, and some want to suggest that those words are not really Hebrew words. Those words were no totafos, it's tot pos. Okay, enechnami, we have to go through that one day. Some want to say those words were incorporated, words that have 4 letters as their sherish, were words from other languages, which the Torah incorporated into the Torah. It's a very chiddush. It's a controversial idea. We'll come believe that another time. But okay. But generally, every letter in the Aleph Beis, with the exception of Gimel, can be written with 3 letters. Even Vav. Vav can be spelled with an Aleph, and Vav can be spelled with a. All right. It's not so simple. Okay. Other examples. Very quick example. There are 3 Aleph. Some of these are new to me. But first of all, we all know that. We have Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's what Rashi says. Now, this is very interesting. Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh in the eyes of Chazal and Tanchum is also divided into 3 parts. Talmud, Halacha, and Agada. Okay, you ever hear that before? The Torah Shebal Peh divided into 3 parts. Talmud, Halacha, and Agada. Okay, the Sar, so who are the ones that, the intermediaries who deliver the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael? So you would think, Moshe, who else? No. In Chazal's eyes, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Miriam was an equal partner. To some degree, Hasarsur, Mishulash. Moshe, Miriam, Aaron, Umoshe. Okay, the day is divided into 3 parts. Erev, Boker, Vitzarayim. When we give Kedusha, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh in Shemayim, Kadosh in this world, and Kadosh in Zman. There are Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay, then we go, the Torah was given in the 3rd month. Torah was... Yeah. Shloshtam. All three. It's another right. That's a team. A very interesting idea that we consider Miriam Mamish to be. We don't give her that much credit. We live a. She's part of the team. Okay, the Torah was given in the 3rd month. Nisan here is Sivan. We are Hayu Nechaimim L'Shloishes Yomim, 3 days at Moshe, it was 3 days of Havachana. Go back into creation.
Being the third child.
Moshe, the third child. Then, correct. Then we have even from the creation, Adam had 3 children. Cain, Hevel, and Shes. The third was Chaviv. From him came the world. Cain, Hevel, they did cease to exist. Noach had 3 children. Shem, Cham, and Yefes. Who was the youngest? It's not clear, but some hold that Shem was the youngest. Okay, there are other examples. Shevet Levi is the 3rd Shevet. Reuven, Shimon, the 3rd Shevet is Levi. And Levi is chosen to serve as Kohanim. So there are many different ideas where the 3rd, Haloika Safti Lecha Sholishim, it means, I've written to you in the Torah, and everything about the Torah, the Chavivus of the Torah, is always found in the number of the Chut HaMeshulash Loi B'Mehera Yinotek. In DNA strands, aren't there 3? Is that how it works? Two?
Two.
Two?
RNA and...
Okay, I made a mistake then. But v'chut ha-meshulish lo'yvi meheru yinotek. Okay, now let's go to another idea.
Double helix. It could be the each element.
Helix is two strands. Two strands.
Each combination has three letters.
Okay, now this pasuk is also very much nogea for... I'm sure you all remember. You remember the Chazal... This the important in Yoni Dioma, Purim is coming up. This pasuk was the pasuk that stood in opposition for us having Megillas Esther. This pasuk was telling us you're not allowed to have Megillas Esther. What's the Gemara of the story? Shalchalachem Esther Lecham, a famous Gemara Megillah of Zion. Esther sent a message to the Chachamim, Kisvuni Ledoros, I demand that the miracle of Purim be written and preserved for all generations. And there should be a holiday and we celebrate, we should read it every year. So Sholchullah, they said no. They voted her down. They took a vote in the Sanhedrin. They said, it says in the Pasuk, what was the response? What we just learned today. Haloi kosavti l'cho sholishim. I've written this matter of Tincha ezecher amolek three times. The whole essence of the miracle of Purim was Tincha Zeich HaMalek was another day to commemorate the miracle of Purim. The miracle of Purim was the Mechias HaMalek, come on. So it's been written in the Torah three times. V'loi Rivim. Now where does it say the mitzvah of Mechias HaMalek three times in the Torah? Twice in Chamish Echum Shetorah, one in Parshas Beshalach, the end of Parshas Beshalach, Kesov Zoz Zikaron Basefer, V'sim V'yozne Yehoshua, right. This down in the Sefer, that's the first time, right in the Sefer Torah. And the second place is Parshas Kiseitze, we lane once a year. Zohar Esa Shosul Hashem Amolek. And the third place is in Sefer Shmuel, when Shaul failed to kill Agag, where he was given the command by Shmuel. Shmuel told Shaul, I'm giving you a mission to finally wipe out Amolek, wipe out Agag. God have no pity upon their animals, their children, their wives, and he failed to do so. That's it. Zehu. Twice in the Torah, once in the Neviim. There's not going to be a safer Megillas Esther. But Esther did not give up. Esther, the war goes on to say, so Zos is called by Sefer, Zos. What does it mean, Zos? Zos means in Sefer, Masha Kosuv Kan. Kosuv Kan means in Sefer, Parshas, Bishalach. Zikoroin, a remembrance, what it says in Parshas, Kiseitse. And what it says, by Sefer, Masha Kosuv, Benevim, in Sefer, Shmuel. Who Divrei Rabbi Yoshua, Belezam, Odu Omer. Along came they found the solution. Itaka only says it three times because when it says the word Zos, Chamishei Chumshei Torah is considered to be one reference. And even though it's divided twice between Parshas Beshalach and Parshas Kiseitse, we consider that to be one reference. Kesov Zos, it's all considered one. So therefore, indeed, it only is written three times, two times, which is really one. Then the second time is going to be the Neviim, Sefer Shmuel, and the third time is going to be Megillas Esther, which is Ksuvim. So therefore, this is a critical pasuk in order to understand what the third is always the most chavim. Ksuvim. So it's mamish perfect. So it's referring even to Mechias Amalek. And now that we all know that the chavivos, now you have an appreciation. The Mikra Megillas chaviv. Mikra Megillah has a mitzvah that is not like Chanukah. Chanukah says mitzvah chaviv he ad meoid. That it says by Chanukah does not say that by Mikra Megillah, but Mikra Megillah is also chav by nafkamina. The lot of that principle of Mikra Megillah and chav has a lot of nafkaminas. For example, there is a minhag of some bali kriya to repeat all the kriya v'chsifs. Did you ever hear this?
Yeah.
To repeat the kriya v'chsifs. So why? But in the Torah, if anyone repeats the kriya v'chsifs, you're out. You never hear about Korei and Shabbos with the kriya v'chsif. No such thing. But by Mikra Megillah, some do it. Why? The Pesukim say, Mishum the Chavivos HaMegillah, there's an Inyan to repeat the Kriya V'chsifs. Okay, there are other things.
It's not written by God, that's the reason you're...
Ruach HaKodesh.
Yes.
Ruach HaKodesh.
God wrote the Torah. It's
but it's still a scene.
One Kriya they do by night and one by day, I think, also.
It could be a different minhagim. I don't know. It depends. I once I davened once.
In the morning, he finally did it right.
No. I davened a Balkari Mumcha. All right, for example, by Farkas. Rabbi Farkas, you probably know. He's probably telling my grandfather. I've got his first name. He lives on 18th Street between I and J. So I used to go hear him lane. So he's a Balkari already his whole life. And he knows, and he lanes every, even the Shushan and Shushan, he lanes twice. So there's a lot of chiluk girsois. Sometimes it's Shushan, v'ir Shushan Novocha. Look in some chumashim. V'ir Shushan Novocha, v'ir Shushan Novocha. At the end of the Megillah, there's an S and an Ace. It's machlokes. Then there's a Benezim Hamelech. Is it Benezim Hamelech or Benezim?
You have to have a lot of time, the A and the S.
So he repeated everything. What are you doing over here? He told me, Chavivas HaMegillah, you're allowed to repeat everything, all the sekas. Okay, whatever it is. But oh, right, that's right. Trach, right, that guy. So that we applied that two people in the Megillah together. Normally, if two people say something together, it's no good because you cannot concentrate. But so that's Chaviv. Then you apply the principle of the two trei kolim Hashem. We also apply the principle, the interesting concept of kiddush yom tif night. We once discussed this, that kiddush Friday night, the minig is by Hasidim, everyone makes their own kiddush. We had to share the conflict between mitzvah bo yosem ibishlucho versus berov am hadras melech. Where do you draw the line? So there's a machlokes Ashkenazim and the minig svar Hasidim. In this inyan, there are other factors where to draw the line when you say mitzvah bo yosem ibishlucho versus So by Litvashoyle, by Ashkenaz, only one person makes the Kiddush. Chasidim, every member of the family makes their own Kiddush. If you have 12 children, it takes a long time. All the boys made the Kiddush. Yom Tif night, certainly by the Seder, even among the Chasidim, they all make the Kiddush together. And even the people that are going to be yoitze, let's say that especially Noshim, not all women have the custom to make Kiddush on their own, even by the night of the Seder. It depends. So let's say you have a family where the women, they don't make their own Kiddush. The women listen to the Kiddush of the Rosh Habayis. So then you would assume that everyone should make the Kiddush one at a time. At least the father should make the Kiddush first, and then let everyone else in the family make the Kiddush together, because the Noshim who are not making their own Kiddush cannot hear multiple people making Kiddush at the same time. And Friday night, indeed, everyone makes their own Kiddush at the same time. And that don't have it more than once. The Teretz says, Yom Tif, the Kiddush of Yom Tif is Chaviv. And something that's chaviv, that's precious, that's beloved, then we don't apply the principle that trei kol Elohim v'shlomi, two sounds, two voices cannot be heard. Something that's precious, that's beloved, even if two people are doing it at the same time, you're able to focus and concentrate. So that's another example. Megillah, if two people lay in the Megillah at the same time, you can be yotzei the Mikra Megillah, because Mikra Megillah is considered halacha to be chaviv. And if Meir is trying to say, you see it over here from this pasuk, because this pasuk says Halekasafti Lucha Shalishim. Shalishim, the Gemara says, means three. It's written in three places: Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. And Chazal specifically darshan this in reference to the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, and specifically mentioned to the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. The first time is Torah, is Mshalach and Kiseitze. The second time is Neviim, and the third place is Ksuvim, which is Mikra Megillah. And the Medrash elaborates that all threes are chaviv. So it's mamish, the pasuk kemat explicitly is telling us that the Mikra Megillah is chaviv. And that's maybe why we apply this halachic principle of mishum chavivas ha-mitzvah, kuivich sivs, and chavivas ha-mitzvah, the rule of trei kol lo mishtami does not apply.
So by parashat zachar, shouldn't apply also?
Why parashat chutah, that's chaviv? That's chaviv. The third is chaviv. The third is chaviv, not the first. No. The Medr says the third. I don't have the tag. What do you have?
Loss of Zimni.
Three times. That's maybe what we're referring to. Torah Devim Ksuv, or the mitzvah of...
Three things, not three times.
It
looks like...
No, it's three places, three times.
What are the three times you're asking?
Yeah, unless he means the Shalosh Hagalim.
Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, now there's one other very important medrash out of time. One very important medrash. Oh wow, it's really late. So one other important medrash. One before we conclude, do more tomorrow, baby. Is that is this refers specifically to Eicha Haloika Safti Lecha Shalishim. The fourth perek in Eicha is written in Aleph Beis, the order of the Aleph Beis. Each letter of the Aleph Beis has three psukim. And
the third paragraph.
Each one, like know in Tehillim, we have Parakuf Kuf Yutes has eight. For each letter, there are eight psukim. But in Eicha, the third parak has three psukim for each letter of the Aleph Beis. So according to the Medrash, the pasuk here, the shocking pasuk, Halei kosafti lecha shalishim bimo etzos v'odas. The third parak in Eicha is mole, which is tripled, is full of Eitza and Das, counsel and knowledge. If you want to know what to do in Golis, how to prepare yourself for Golis, study that Perek, and you'll find there great wisdom. Okay, we'll stop over here. Maybe we could do some more of this puzzle clock. Depends on the minute. Everyone has a different minute. And everyone has a different minute. Everyone does whatever they want to do. Some families, only the Rosh Habayis makes. Some families, everyone makes. The women make. Say it together, you say one after another.